In a black star-sprinkled sky, we soar backward over Earth. Massive block letters of gold and silver orbit into view. The continents show the speckled, electrified glow of hundreds of cities. The Earth eclipses the sun, and a massive word hovers front and center. Universal, a Comcast company. A silver logo reads, Illumination Entertainment. A minion points to it.
Illumination! Illumination!
On a clear day, a soaring view passes the Statue of Liberty. Universal Pictures presents. The soaring view takes in the Brooklyn Bridge. A Chris Meledandri production. The view rises, then circles the towering Empire State Building. The soaring view descends to Central Park, speckled with autumn-colored trees. Our view glides low through the massive park. A woman with short dark hair pedals a bicycle. Her white and brown terrier rides in the front basket, with his tongue hanging out.
I've lived in this city all my life. I'm Max, and I'm the luckiest dog in New York because of her. That's Katie. Katie and I, well, we have the perfect relationship.
She finds him as a puppy.
We met a few years ago, and boy, let me tell you, we got along right away. You know, it was one of those relationships where you just know.
Katie and Max enter an apartment.
And get this, she was looking for a roommate, and so was I. So I just moved in that same day. It was perfect. We've been together ever since.
Now, Katie parks her bicycle.
Katie would do anything for me, and I'm her loyal protector.
Max barks at a pigeon, and it pecks at him. He cowers, and Katie picks him up.
Our love is stronger than words or shoes. It's me and Katie. Katie and me.
Max wags his tail as she walks back and forth past him.
Us against the world.
In a rainstorm, Max cowers behind Katie's back. At home, she lowers a dirty dish for him to lick.
I wouldn't go so far as to call us soulmates, even though any sane person who saw us would.
Max twitches in his sleep. Katie pats his head, and he stops. On the fire escape at night, Katie feeds Max a pepperoni from her pizza. Max licks her, and she pulls him close. They gaze at the sparkling city of New York.
There's just one little problem. Pretty much every day.
Come on, Max.
She leaves.
She picks him up.
I'll see you tonight.
Sometimes I try stuff to get her to stay.
Okay. Sit. Spin. Speak. Okay. That's a good boy.
But it never works. Where is she going?
Katie leaves the apartment.
What could she possibly be doing?
Max sits by the door.
Oh, I miss her so much. Well, she's back!
Forgot my phone.
What took so long? Why did you... Oh, come on! Oh, I miss her so much.
Bye, Gidget. Be a good doggy.
In another apartment, a fluffy white Pomeranian wakes up on the couch. She hops to a window facing Max in the neighboring building.
Hey, Max!
Hey, Gidget!
Any plans today?
Yes. Big stuff today, Gidget. I got big plans. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to wait for Katie to come back.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Well, I won't interrupt. I've got a very busy day, too.
In another apartment, a woman feeds her gray cat.
Here you go. See you later, Chloe.
The plump cat hits it away. In another apartment, a big-eared chihuahua hops at a man's feet.
Bye, Peppy.
The man leaves. Peppy uses a window shade string to launch off a bongo drum and into a hanging plant. He lifts his leg.
So long, Mel.
A man leaves an apartment and a pug drags his butt across the floor.
Bye, sweet pea.
A man leaves a bird.
See you, Gina.
More people leave pets.
So long, pal.
I'll miss you, Shelly.
Later, Runty.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
The Secret Life of Pets. Sweet Pea flies at the cage door, bumping it open. The green and yellow budgie switches on a fan, then turns on the TV. It flies in front of the fan's strong breeze. The tiny bird mimics the fighter jets on TV, which soar through a desert canyon. In her apartment, Chloe opens the refrigerator and spots a roasted chicken. The plump cat licks her chops, then scowls and closes the door. She opens it again. Wide-eyed, Chloe reaches for the chicken, then frowns. The cat looks into the fridge repeatedly, agonizing over the chicken. She bangs her head on the shelf. In his apartment, Mel the pug pushes an armchair. He then pushes a table full of dog treats. Mel yanks open a curtain, and sunlight shines through a tree outside. He flings a throw pillow onto the chair, then climbs on top and stares out the window. He spots a squirrel and charges. Mel bounces off the window, then hops in place. The squirrel scampers up the tree. Satisfied, Mel returns to the chair again with a smile. On a kitchen counter, a dachshund knocks a bowl out of an electric mixer. The dog turns it on, and the mixing attachment massages his long, slender back. It spins against the base of his tail. Eyes closed, he flops over for a belly rub. The dachshund falls off the counter. Now, Chloe sits beside the eaten chicken. She falls out of the fridge. The plump cat spots a cake. In a swanky apartment,
you be a good boy, Leonard.
The white poodle presses a button on a stereo. Leonard headbangs. At home, Max stares at the door. Chloe falls onto his fire escape.
Hey, Max.
Hey, Chloe. Do you ever wonder where they go during the day?
Do you know what? I don't really care.
Maybe that's what it's like for you, but Katie and I have a different relationship. You know, you're a cat, so maybe that's why, because nobody could ever love a cat the way they love a dog. I'm just saying. Maybe that's why.
Whatever you need to tell yourself.
Chloe squeezes through the window and falls. She lands on her feet. Mel and Sweet Pea arrive.
Hey, morning, Max!
Hey, guys. What's up, Sweet Pea?
Hey, Mel. Where you been, man?
Oh, get this. Last Sunday, my owner feeds me a small white pill, right? I start to feel a little groggy. The next thing I know, I wake up, I'm in the sky.
Wait a minute, the sky?
Yeah, there are suitcases everywhere. I'm locked up in a crate.
Come on.
There are suitcases in the sky? Yeah,
so I pass out from fear, and when I wake up, I'm in Florida.
This did not happen.
I will never eat a pill like that again, unless it's covered in peanut butter, because, I mean, come on, right? It's peanut butter!
A guinea pig looks in.
Hey, guys!
Oh, hey, Norman. You still looking for your apartment?
Yeah, going on 3 weeks now. Is this the second or the third floor?
Well, I don't know any numbers, but you don't live here.
Ah, pellets! Well, see you guys later!
You know what? You can do it!
Can't do it.
The dachshund opens the door.
Buddy, there you are. Did you find it?
You know I did.
Buddy brings in a ball.
Voila!
Ball! Ball, ball, ball!
Katie's gonna be so excited. This is exactly like the one she lost.
I mean, look at it. It's round. It fits in my mouth.
Chloe swats it.
Ball!
Yeah!
The dogs chase the ball. Chloe spots a laser light on the floor and pounces on it. Sweet Pea holds the laser pointer.
There is no other ball in the city like this one ball. Guaranteed, this is the ball.
Chloe continues to chase the laser light. Nighttime. Max lies in front of the apartment door.
Hey!
Katie!
I'm home, Max! Hey, Maximilian! How was your day, buddy? That's a good boy. Oh, yes, I'm so psyched to see you too, buddy. Okay, boy, calm down. It's okay. Let's all be calm. Now, I have some big news. Ugh, I know this will take some getting used to, but I think it's going to be a great thing in the long run. Oh! Max, this is Duke. He's going to be your brother.
Max snarls.
No, Max,
Okay, it's gonna be all right, Duke. It's okay.
The massive furry dog cautiously sniffs Max. The terrier snaps. Duke licks him.
Aw, see, he likes you.
Slobber drips from Max's snout. Duke jumps on Katie, then frolics around the apartment.
Yeah, that's it, Duke. Take a look around. I know, buddy. This is a lot to take in, but he didn't have a home. So you and I are going to have to take care of him. Ugh. Okay?
Duke carries the ball.
Oh my gosh! Duke found our lost ball! What a great team we're going to be!
The ball pops. Later, Katie spreads a blanket on the floor beside Max's dog bed. Duke approaches the bed, but Max snarls. The huge dog lies on the blanket. Katie turns out the lights, then kneels by Max.
Love you, Maxie.
She pats Duke's head.
Love you, Duke.
Max stares at her in shock.
Sleep tight, boys.
Mwah. Katie goes into the bedroom.
Little guy, this place is so great.
Uh-huh.
By the way, that is one gorgeous bed.
Yeah, it's okay.
Maybe we could share. You know, one night you get the bed, the next night I do. That kind of thing.
You know, this bed is mine. You get an old blanket. That suits you. You're an old blanket kind of a dog.
Wow, you are stubborn. Hey, I get it. I'm stubborn, too. But we gotta learn to get along.
Wait, what are you...
How about we can both fit in this bed if we really try to scoot on in there?
No, wait.
Duke sits on Max.
Perfect. This is comfy, right?
No, it is not.
I'm comfy.
Max finds Katie in the bathroom.
Duke is ruining our lives. He's ruining... It's an emergency that you get rid of this dog. He stole my... And he's scary, and he's frightening, and he's the death of all good things.
Aw, you did a cutie pie.
We'll play tomorrow, buddy, okay? Okay, sleep well.
Duke stares at Max.
Are you trying to get rid of me?
Before I answer that, I'd like to know how much you heard.
So that's how it's gonna be, huh? Oh, man, are you making me angry. And when I get angry, I do this. And I don't want to do that. I need this place. And if it's gonna come down to you or me, it's gonna be me!
Ah!
Max rolls onto his back. Duke walks away. Later, Duke sleeps in the dog bed. Max cautiously walks around the big furry dog. The terrier settles onto the old blanket, but Duke pulls it away with his teeth. Fade to black. Okay. Daytime. Duke snores on Max, who lies awake. Max heads for an open window. He hops out to the fire escape. The terrier climbs the stairs to the next story. In the adjacent building, Gidget watches from an apartment. He reaches a window.
Chloe, I got a bad situation. Katie brought home a new dog from the pound.
She said he's my brother. I don't want a brother, and I don't even have a bed now. I'm sleeping on the floor like a dog.
Why would Katie do this to me?
Because she's a dog person, Max, and dog people do weird, inexplicable things like... They get dogs instead of cats?
Okay, please don't start now, Chloe. That is not helping.
Max, come on. I'm your friend. Okay, and as your friend, I gotta be honest with you. I don't care about you or your problems. But if you don't do something about this guy, and soon, your perfect little life with your dumb human is gonna be over. Forever.
Forever?
Forever, yeah. That's what I just... Why is this mouse on my paw still? Look, if you really want to get your turf back, you're going to have to start acting like the alpha dog.
Right. Alpha dog. I can do that.
Later.
Okay.
Please don't go. This time, really don't go.
I'm running late. I gotta go.
Wait, no. Stay for the trick. Spin. I'm doing spin.
You guys be good. I'll see you later.
Wait, no. Wait, okay, look. Oh.
In the kitchen, Duke finishes food from a huge bowl. He swipes it aside, then eats from Max's smaller bowl.
Listen, Duke, I'm not sure if you're aware, but one of those food bowls, technically, it's reserved for... I know maybe you didn't read the names, but that's my bowl. Mm.
Duke stares at an air vent.
I know that... Hey, I mean, I was just thinking, I don't know, maybe we could institute some ground rules. I just thought that... Or not. I don't need a bowl.
Here again?
Duke charges at Norman. He slams into the wall, knocking a vase from a table.
Oh, Duke. Duke, Katie is not... Katie's gonna be so upset when she sees that. Katie's gonna flip out when she sees how you trashed her whole place.
Oh, it's just one vase.
Is it, Duke? Is it? Oh, that's a shame.
Max makes a mess.
What are you doing?
Well, what am I doing? Nothing. I'm a cute little doggy. Katie knows I wouldn't do anything like this.
Oh, no. Whoa.
Max tips over an end table. Duke catches it.
This could only be the work of a dangerous stray who hasn't laid down a foundation of trust. You're the new dog. And hey, Duke, what'd you go and do this for?
Max knocks over fruit.
What, bite me? Rip my face off? Perfect. Wait till Katie finds out. Oh, Katie, thank goodness you're here. I tried to stop him, but he's crazy.
Max grabs the TV cord.
Now sit.
Okay.
Duke sits.
Lay down. Good boy.
Max pats him on the nose. Later, Max struts down a sidewalk. He winks at a poodle. A slim man walks Max, Duke, and the other apartment building dogs on leashes. Gidget looks down from her window.
Hi, Max.
Hey, Gidget.
Who's your new roommate? Is it a girl dog or a boy dog? Not that I care. It doesn't matter to me.
Oh, that's nobody, Gidget. He's just visiting. Yeah, he's gonna be gone soon.
Duke glares at Max. At a dog park, the slim man lets the dogs off their leashes. He spots a woman with red hair and forgets about Max.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hi.
Your hat is the best hat I've ever seen.
Hey, excuse me, genius. You forgot my leash.
Ugh, never mind.
A dog walks on a leash.
Hey, fellas, how's it, fella?
His owner pulls him back.
Hey, fellas, how's it, fella? Hey, fellas, fella?
Oh, say, Duke.
Yes?
Be a good lad and bring me a stick, won't you? It would please me to chew on a stick just now. You heard me. Fetch.
Duke meanders to a nearby stick.
Not that one. That one doesn't please me. Find a really good one, Duke.
Duke snaps the stick in half, then searches alone behind some bushes.
Yeah, that's it.
The large dog finds another stick, then notices a thin net blocking a gap in a metal fence.
Hey, Max, boy. Oh, wow, there are a ton of sticks over here, Max.
You should come over and look at them. Yeah, I want to make sure I grab you the right one.
Well, that's very thoughtful.
Max heads behind the bushes.
Look at all these sticks.
Duke drags Max beyond the fence.
Hey, did you hear that?
Butterfly! Butterfly! Butterfly!
Butterfly!
Butterfly! Butterfly! Butterfly!
On a sidewalk, Duke looks around a corner. He holds Max's leash in his mouth.
What's...
Duke runs, dragging Max behind. Max lands on a taxi's windshield. Duke races through traffic. He drags Max down an alley and tosses him into a recycling bin.
Help!
So long.
Don't leave me here.
Didn't have to be this way, Max.
Wait.
No hard feelings.
Duke, please.
A hairless cat holds Max.
What's going on here?
Mind your own business. Oh, my gosh, what happened to you?
I had a fight, all right? With a big, stupid dog.
He lost.
Oh, you're headed into dangerous territory there, kitty cat.
I'd watch your tone, Sunshine. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut you into string, ball you up, and then bat you around for hours in a game that only I understand. Oh, very nice. I'll take that.
Huh? The alley cat steals Duke's collar.
You want to start with me, little raisin? Okay. Get your umbrellas out, kiddies, because here they come. The thunder and the lightning! Rain out on your face!
Dozens of cats appear on clotheslines hanging overhead.
Gosh, there are a lot of you up there. I'm talking about the thunder and the lightning that's coming down on all of your collective faces. Attack on 3, 2...
Duke runs away.
I just remembered I gotta be somewhere!
that guy, huh? Am I right? Okay, I'm just, you know what? I'm just gonna... It's no offense, but goodbye!
He rolls in a trash can. Cats launch Max high into the air and swing him over clotheslines. More cats trap Max in an orange dress and fling him higher. He dangles from a clothesline. A kitten sits on his head. The kitten slices off Max's collar. The hairless cat catches it. The kitten cuts the clothesline. Max swings into the side of a building, then tumbles off a couch in the alley below.
Duke?
He spots Duke.
You came back?
Run!
A red-haired dog catcher chases Duke. Max follows the large dog.
It's the po-po! Scram!
The alley cats scatter. A goateed dog catcher jumps in front of Max and Duke. Later, the dogs sit trapped in an animal control van.
Wait!
At the park, the slim dog walker counts the dogs.
2, 4, 6, 8.
See you tomorrow, Guillermo.
You know it. 10. Okay.
Right. A dog owner uses a device to throw a tennis ball.
Jeez, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Throw it with your arm, you lazy weirdo.
I would not fetch that. I'm old school.
The animal control van drives past the park. Max scratches at the cage bars. He spots a muzzled bulldog pounding on a nearby cage.
Thanks a lot, Duke. I don't like to use this phrase because it's offensive to our kind, but you are a bad dog. Katie's not gonna like this. I can't go to the pound.
What? What's wrong with you?
Well, Katie just... She just got me out of the pound. And if I go back... Max, it's the end of the line for me.
Max wears a concerned expression. The bulldog bangs against his cage. At home, Gidget watches TV.
La pasión de la pasión.
Yes!
Why?
Why?
What's the matter, Maria?
Maria, your face. It wears 1,000 sorrows. What is wrong?
Oh, I have come face to face with the worst thing in the world.
What? Oh, tell me, Maria. Tell me now. I cannot bear another moment without knowing.
Loneliness.
Max.
You can know
Max. Max!
Outside.
Hey, I see you, squirrel.
This is not your area. We marked that tree.
Don't you try and hide. I can see.
What was that? How dare you?
Hey, where's Max?
No! Nobody likes you, squirrel.
The squirrels toss acorns at Mel and Buddy.
Guys, seriously, where is Max?
Calm down, girl. He's right. He is gone.
Oh, it's fine. I heard him screaming after he disappeared into those bushes.
Max is gone? This is bad. This is so bad.
Maria, if he is your true love, you must go to him. Save him. Save him!
Yes! Yes! Save my true love!
Run!
I'm coming, Max!
She leaps out a window. Gidget bounces off an awning and hits Chloe's window. Gidget slides off.
Hi, Chloe. If anyone asks, I'm on my way to the roof to look for Max.
Chloe drops from the curtains.
Okay, bye-bye.
The animal control van drives down a street. Emerging from a manhole, a small white rabbit eats a carrot.
Whoa, you see that?
Yeah, give me a second.
The goateed man gets out of the van.
Oh, hey there, cute little bunny. What you doing in the middle of the road?
The rabbit attacks him. The red-haired animal control officer combs his mustache.
Huh? Hey, what's going on?
A pig and a lizard emerge.
What the?
Save yourself!
Shut it, human! Let's do this now! Now! Yeah!
The pig and lizard attack the red-haired man, who drives off. The rabbit hops onto the van and wiggles his fluffy tail. The pig kicks the driver. The lizard jabs him with its tongue. The van swerves wildly. The bulldog sleeps. Max and Duke roll around.
What's happening?
I don't know.
The white rabbit jumps into the back of the van.
Ripper! Ripper, where you at? Let's go, Ripper! I'm busting you out of here!
The rabbit gnaws his carrot into a key shape, then unlocks the bulldog's cage.
The revolution has begun! Liberated forever! Domesticated never! Yeah!
The red-haired man tumbles out. The lizard mans the steering wheel, and the pig reads a book. They swerve through traffic. The van spins down a crowded street, bouncing off other cars. It breaks a fire hydrant, and water sprays a dog. The van ramps off a concrete barrier and skids on its side down an alley. It crashes into a brick wall. Max and Duke remain in their cage.
Oh.
The rabbit tugs on Ripper.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
The pig and lizard hurry off, followed by the rabbit and Ripper.
Who are you guys?
Huh? Who are we? Who are we? We are the flushed pets, thrown away by our owners, and now we are out for revenge! It's like a club, but with biting and scratching.
To take us with you?
I don't think so, pets. Yeah, you got the stench of domestication all over you. You chose your side, and now you're going to burn.
No, stop! Who are you calling pets? I ain't no pet. You got it all wrong. Words, just like you guys. We hate humans.
Yeah.
Hate them.
That's right.
Oh, man, don't get me started on people. Am I right, Duke?
Yeah, that's why we burned our collars, man.
We burned them to the ground.
It killed our owners.
Yeah, wait a minute. That's too far, maybe?
No, they dig it. Yes, we whacked them. Yeah, that's right.
Bang, bang, with our own paws.
If I had a dime for every owner I killed.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have a dime. Because I just killed the one.
Ooh, whoa! Oh, y'all cold-blooded. Oh, man, you remind me of my boy, Ricky. He died, though. R.I.P., Ricky. You know, the truth is, the struggle could use some more muscle. All right, look, I'll tell you what. We'll bust the both of you out of here, but understand this. From now on, you work for me.
That's fine.
Sounds like a fun challenge.
The rabbit unlocks their cage.
All right, guys, let's do this.
The dogs follow them. The rabbit rides Ripper.
To the sewers!
The sewers?
What are y'all waiting for? I'm not playing. I said, to the sewers!
The pig, which bears tattoos, holds open a sewer grate for Duke, Max, and the others.
Long live the revolution, suckers!
Now, Gidget climbs the fire escape. The tiny white dog leaps from stair to stair. She reaches the roof. Gidget pushes an overturned planter with her head. She hops from the planter to the building's ledge. Gidget stares wide-eyed at the massive cityscape.
Where are you, Max?
Looks like you could use a little help.
Who said that?
Over here, in this dark and foreboding shed. Huh?
Gidget approaches a bird coop and stares through the chain-link door. Inside, a hooded hawk perches on a stick.
Hello?
I can see for miles. If you let me out, I'll find your friend.
Wow, really? Oh, you're so sweet.
You're sweet, too.
Oh, thanks, stranger.
But not too sweet. There's also a salty, gamey thing going on.
Yeah, that's me. Come on, let's get you out of that shed.
She goes inside.
Yeah, that's it. Just step over the pile of bones.
Pile of bones. Okay, will do. Oh, I sure hope Max is safe.
You're a very thoughtful food. Food? I didn't say that. I said friend. I meant food. Friend. You know what I meant.
I am sure lucky I found you.
Tiberius. And yes, this is a very good thing for you, this whole meeting me thing. Take off my hood.
She pulls off his leather hood. The hawk spreads his wings. He lunges for Gidget and she flees. Tiberius flies after her, but a chain tethers his foot to the perch.
That chain!
Oh, you tried to eat me?
Oh, sorry!
You should be sorry! You deserve to be locked up! You're a bad, bad bird!
I can't help it! I was born with killer instincts!
That is just no excuse!
You're right! Even for a predator, I'm selfish. I'm a selfish predator. It's no wonder I have no friends. Nobody. This is hopeless.
There's no need to cry. I'm sorry that I yelled at you before.
Please take off the chain. This time I'll help you, I promise.
Tiberius, this is gonna sound completely horrible, but, I don't fully trust you. but I guess everyone deserves a second chance. And you are just a lonely old bird, and you do have weird manners because you live in a weird shed on a roof. So I'll tell you what, if you find Max, I'll be your best friend.
Best friend? You and me?
Tiberius imagines soaring over the city with Gidget on his back. He dives, then catches Gidget right before she hits a river. In a park, Tiberius swoops toward a squirrel with his talons outstretched.
Yes, that sounds nice. Let's do this.
Okay.
Gidget unchains Tiberius. His talon shakes as he reaches for her, but he pulls it back.
So what does this Max look like?
Brown and white. He's a short hair, roguishly handsome. He's got a sparkle in his eye.
He sounds dreamy.
Oh, you have no idea. I mean, what? Whatever. Shut up.
Tiberius flies off.
If my owner comes, put on the hood and pretend to be me.
Okay, thank you.
In the sewers, Duke and Max walk behind the rabbit, who rides on Ripper's back. The tattooed pig and the lizard follow them. Max sniffs one of his front paws.
Ugh, smell is disgusting. Lee Good, this is all so great. Love it here.
They come to a large grate. The rabbit approaches, and the grate's bars come to life as hanging snakes.
What's that?
Password.
Password? Look at me! I am your leader. The leader does not recite the password. The leader makes up the password, idiots. Everybody, I'm making up a new password right now. The new password is don't ask the leader for the password!
The snake's eyes turn from red to green.
Follow me.
Max and Duke share a look. They pass through a misty cloud and emerge in a massive chamber filled with pipes and wooden platforms.
Welcome to the Underbelly Brothers, home of the flushed pets.
Many varieties of pets slink around the chamber. Duke and Max wearily proceed to a central platform as the animals gather around. Max wears an anxious look. Towering over him, an alligator stands on its hind legs. A hamster rides on its head.
Brothers and sisters, as you see, I've returned from the surface with two new recruits. These guys are owner killers. Hey, settle down. Guys, I want you to tell them how you did it.
Go ahead, tell them the whole story about how you took out your owner. Don't leave out nothing. We love gory detail here.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us!
Right, so tell him, Max. Okay. Okay, so I was like...
Well, we were like...
Take that!
Yeah!
Stupid owner. So that's who you're dealing with.
And that story bored me to death.
Boring!
Give us detail!
Okay, Max.
Okay, well, so there's this thing in the kitchen.
Yeah, table.
It's like flat.
Toaster!
And then round on just the end of it.
A spoon?
Yes, a spoon!
Exactly.
You can't hurt someone with a spoon. You scoop with a spoon. How many people want to know how to kill somebody with a spoon?
I do!
Oh, yeah. Well, we use the spoon, hit a button on this, the machine,
right,
on the
right,
counter.
Right. And it's got those,
those blades.
Was it a blender? Ooh, you blended somebody? He talking about the blender, guys. Oh, please tell me it was a blender.
Hey, buddy, I don't ask what it's called. We just kill with it.
But it was a blender.
Woo! Y'all hear this? You know who was like this? Ricky. Rest in peace. Ricky was the only soldier I had that was ready to kill humans on sight. Everybody else need a pep talk. Not these two brothers. See, all of us have suffered at the hands of man. I mean, take me for instance. I was a magician's rabbit for kids' parties. But then, bunny tricks went out of style. So what did my owner do? My owner went and left magic behind and made me disappear. From his life.
Uh-huh. I lived in a tattoo parlor. The trainees used to practice on me until they ran out of space.
The pig shows his tattooed back.
I mean, yes, humans say they love us, but then they turn around and throw us out like garbage. Ain't that right, sea monkeys?
Hey, it's not our fault we don't look like the ad.
Yeah!
All right, you guys are joining the Brotherhood. It's initiation time.
What? I'm sorry, what time?
Summon the Viper!
Is this Viper poisonous? Because I should warn you, I'm very allergic to poison!
Nearing the apartment building, Tiberius carries the hairless cat in his talons. He drops the cat on the roof in front of Gidget.
All right, show her.
The cat coughs up Max's collar.
Max's collar? Where is he? What happened to him?
I ain't saying nothing.
You're gonna tell us where Max is, and you're gonna tell us now.
Tiberius dangles the cat.
Is he supposed to scare me? I'm a cat. I land on my feet.
Does it always happen? Because your head looks like it's taken a lot of landings.
Do you want me to catch you? Because I'll catch you this way and that. You look like a waffle.
Okay, he's too stupid to talk and too ugly to eat.
I'm done playing nice! Where is Max?
What?
Tell me!
I can't... Let me finish. Ow! Help me!
Don't look at him. Look at me. Nobody can help you. Where is Max?
Okay. He's in the sewers. He got taken. Please, have mercy. Adorable puffy dog.
Snake bite!
In the sewers, Ripper and the pig push a large pipe to face Max and Duke. Max looks inside of it and sniffs.
As proof of your allegiance, you will now receive the bite of a one-fanged, half-blonde viper fueled by a diet of anti-human rage!
A crimson snake with one green eye and one white eye slithers out of the pipe. It rises into the air, towering over Max and Dude. The snake leans close to the dogs, flicking its tongue. It opens its mouth wide and reveals its single fang.
Who wants to go first?
Okay, here's the thing, though. I mean, it's
Tiny Dog. Can I call you Tiny Dog? It fits you. Let's admit that. I mean, look, between you and the fat dog, I like you the best.
Oh, thank you.
Tiny Dog's gonna go first. Everybody, TD's going first.
No. Tiny Dog does not want to go first. Take the fat dog.
A rat draws an X on Max's butt. Several pets carry Max to the snake.
No.
The alley cats enter.
What are you doing initiating a couple domestics?
Domestics?
Yeah, we just jumped those two in the alley, slashed off their collars.
No, that's not true. You said you burned your collars.
Well, burned, lost, had them stolen by cats. It's all just words, really, isn't it?
You don't deserve to be marked by the viper.
Oh,
we'll
no.
just show ourselves out.
You deserve to be eaten by the viper. Get those leash levers!
The animals surround them. Duke glances at the snake's tail.
Hold on!
He barrels through some animals and bites the tail. Duke spins the snake around, knocking animals away.
Go get him, Goo!
Whoa!
The white rabbit gets hit into the sewer water. Duke flings the snake and it wraps around a post. The snake corners Max at the edge of a platform, then strikes. The post holds the snake just out of reach. The post starts to break away from the ceiling, and a pile of bricks falls onto the snake's head. The snake rises, but gets crushed by more debris. A huge chunk of ceiling falls. It erupts in flames.
Fellas, that was an accident.
You squished the sacred viper? He's a flapjack!
Oh, viper! Viper, you in a better place! You and Ricky!
You ain't never did nothing to nobody. Well, you bit a lot of people, Viper, so technically, you might actually deserve this. This might be something that was long overdue. But they shouldn't have came like this, not on my watch. Get out!
The animals swarm Duke and Max.
Whoa!
Come on!
Duke picks up Max in his mouth and flees, sliding down a brick column. Duke hits a turtle, which ricochets around and knocks animals aside. In a tunnel, Duke spits out Max. Ripper runs after them, with the rabbit riding on his back.
We're sorry! Can this be over now?
We've got a problem!
We have so many problems! Which one do you mean at this moment?
The tunnel ends in a large shaft, where many other tunnels drain into a pool of water far below.
Stop running, dummy! Stop it right now!
Hold your breath!
Hold my breath!
Duke pushes Max over the edge, then dives after him. The rabbit glares after them. Duke and Max surface in a swiftly flowing tunnel.
This is my least favorite part of this whole thing so far!
In her apartment, Gidget climbs into a storage unit. She pops out of a box on a higher shelf, then walks behind a row of books. She emerges in a drawer on a higher shelf, then hops onto the top of the storage unit.
Friends, I am afraid that I have some terrible news.
The squirrels are gonna take over the world! I know it! I always said squirrels are little shifty little guys.
No, we're not doing the squirrel thing right now. That's not... No. Max is missing. He's out there somewhere. Lost. Scared. So handsome. We've got to find him and bring him home.
But the outside world is loud and scary.
Whoa! Is that a hawk?
This is my friend Tiberius. He's going to help us. He's not going to eat us. We've already been over it.
Come on, Gidget. We go out there without a leash, we'll get caught by a net. Or something worse.
Yeah, like a hawk.
We're wasting time. Max needs us.
Come on, girl. Max doesn't even know you're alive.
Well, I don't care. I love him. I love him with all of my heart. And I'm gonna go look for Max, no matter who's with me. So, who's with me?
Chloe, Mel, and the others watch Peppy walk away.
All right, fine.
Oh, come on, guys. I can't believe you. When I got my claws caught in the curtains, who pulled me down? Max did. Buddy, Mel, when you were fixed, who taught you to sit the comfortable way?
Max did!
Max did! He did it!
And when that random cat tried to eat Sweet Pea, who saved him?
It wasn't a random cat, it was you!
The identity of the random cat is not the point. We're talking about who saved him!
Max did!
We gotta save him! Yeah. We gotta go save Max!
Which one is Max again?
Tiberius grabs Norman.
Tiberius? No! Bad bird!
Nice little guy. Nice little guy.
I like this bird. Crazy bird.
In the tunnel, Duke clings to a floating tire. Max swims nearby. They reach a large chamber and get sucked into a whirlpool. Underwater, the current pulls Duke and Max into a metal pipe. Over a river, water stops flowing from a drainage pipe. Max and Duke get launched from the pipe into the river.
Come on! We gotta get to shore!
I only know the doggy paddle, and I don't know it well!
They swim frantically.
Swim, tiny dog, swim!
A boat floats beside them. Writing on the side reads, Big Apple Ferry. Duke swims alongside the boat, then climbs onto a platform at the rear. The boat's wake pushes Max underwater and away. Duke throws him a life preserver attached to a rope.
Max, grab the ring!
I can't!
Keep it up, Max! You're doing... Well, you know, you're not doing great, but you're not drowning, and that's something!
Max paddles to the life preserver and grabs on. Duke tugs at the rope with his teeth. The life preserver floats away, and Duke grabs the rope just in time. He drags Max to the boat, and the terrier climbs aboard. He shakes the water from his fur.
Thanks, Duke. No problem. Finally, I'm going home. Is it home that way?
They float away from the city.
Seriously?
Over the river, the rabbit and his followers crash into a grate at the end of a drainage pipe. They spot the dogs on the ferry.
They're going to Brooklyn!
They say everyone's going to Brooklyn these days. It's making a real comeback!
I'm not talking about hipster real estate trends. I'm talking about vengeance, tattoo! Death is coming to Brooklyn, and it's got buck teeth and a cotton tail!
In an alley, Max's friends approach a dumpster. Buddy climbs on top. The long, slender dachshund rears on his hind legs and climbs to a window-mounted air conditioner. Buddy raises his back feet to a fire escape and pulls himself up.
Let's go!
A fire escape ladder drops down. Gidget and the other pets arrive at an apartment. They find pets having a party. From a pool table, a pudgy cat launches a kitten at a target.
Hi, how are you?
In a living room, dogs sniff each other's butts. In a bathroom, a dog drinks from the toilet. The dog falls into the bowl. Leonard the poodle presses a button on a stereo. Leonard headbangs. An agitated cat changes the music.
Crazy joint.
This is Pop's place. His owner is never home, so it's kind of a hot spot. Pop's knows everyone in this city. If he agrees to help us, Max is as good as found.
Cool. Oh, fabulous.
Chloe examines a mail tube. The plump cat puts her head inside and gets stuck. She scurries backward, knocking over chairs, then whacks a kitten. Chloe hops onto a treadmill, which flings her into a dishwasher. It turns on and oozes soap. The dishwasher launches Chloe into a punch bowl. She gets covered in cheesy snacks, steps on cupcakes, and falls to the floor. Three dogs hold in laughter as she passes. One of them wears a small camera.
Tell me you got that!
Oh, heck yes I did!
What's up, Peanut?
Hey, buddy!
You see Pops around here?
Yeah, he's over there.
I'm my sure.
Hey, Pop!
They approach an old hound dog.
Pop!
Buddy! Who's that, what? Oh, hey, buddy.
How you been, old-timer?
Paralyzed.
Their eyes go wide.
Great! Listen, Mr. Pops, our friend Max was taken. Last we heard, he was lost in the sewers. Buddy said that maybe you could help us?
You know, I do know a guy in the sewers, but, I don't go out anymore.
What a waste of time.
Who said that?
Oh, I said it. By the way, I meant no offense. I just, have you seen yourself?
Well, looky what we apparently have here. Measy would like to have a look-see. Myron, browse!
A gerbil opens Pop's eyes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Me like what me see. Well, what me can see. It's all an attractive blur. Little lady, this is my city. I'll find your friend. All right, party's over. Myron, vacuum!
The gerbil turns on a vacuum cleaner. The pets flee.
So where are you from, my fuzzy angel?
Dude, I'm a cat.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Pops uses a dog wheelchair for his back legs. Near the Brooklyn Bridge, Duke and Max walk along the river.
I'm so hungry.
They spot a man eating a sandwich.
Oh, man, would you look at that sandwich?
All right, time to work the gift.
The man starts to take a bite, then notices the begging dogs. He shoves the sandwich in his mouth and leaves.
No. Okay, this'll be fine. We're fine. We can find our way home. We are descended from the mighty wolf. We have raw primal instincts that are mere moments away from kicking in and leading us home.
I cannot wait. Here it comes.
Anything?
No. Wait, no.
I don't know, Duke. Maybe the legend of dogs coming from wolves is just wrong. I mean, like, maybe one puppy asked his mom, where do we come from? And the mom said, woof. And the kid was like, oh, wolves? And she was like, yeah, fine.
Sausage.
Huh?
You smell that?
Oh, man.
It is. Sausage!
Well, then what are we waiting for? We're coming for you, baby!
Pops opens an air duct grate. Gidget and the other pets follow him across a rooftop. They come to a cat lounging on a row of solar panels near the rooftop's edge.
Lower the ramp, dummy!
Who are they?
This is Puffball, Squash Face, Wiener Dog, Yellow Bird, Eagle Eye, Guinea Pig Joe, and of course my girlfriend Rhonda.
100% wrong.
Good enough.
The cat lowers a panel.
Come on, let's go. Move it or lose it.
Every bird instinct I have says don't follow a dog on wheels.
Mr. Pops, sir, shouldn't we be heading to the sewers?
Now, if we take the human route, getting there is going to take days. You may have lots of time, but for me, every breath is a cliffhanger. So, we got to take the secret route.
He falls from the solar panel.
Okay, the secret route was death. Well, that's that, I guess.
Come on!
They find him on window cleaner scaffolding.
Get down here!
The pets hop down. Chloe hangs from the side of the building.
Sweepy
pecks at her paw and she falls. Pop presses a button and the scaffolding drops down the skyscraper. They land on a lower roof. The terrified pets follow Pops onto the platform of a huge video billboard. It features video of Chloe tumbling across the snack table. Chloe spots a crowd of people below.
Oh, no.
Stop it! Look away!
Now, Tiberius and Sweet Pea land on a balcony ledge. A flock of pigeons sets the other pets onto the balcony. Pops taps on a sliding glass door. From inside, an iguana opens the door with its tongue. Guillermo, the dog walker, sleeps on the couch. The pets enter and snatch pizza from the coffee table. Chloe walks across Guillermo. On a rooftop construction area, Pops leads the pets onto a stack of wood. A crane swings them to a skyscraper under construction. A beam knocks Pops off the wood. The pets land at the construction site. Pops arrives in a pipe, then drops down a debris chute. The other pets stare in shock. Gidget drops in the chute, followed by the others. Tiberius flies downward. The pets speed down the long, narrow chute. Tiberius lands on the ground beneath the chute. The pets land on top of him.
Come on, slowpokes!
Ugh. What is that smell?
Ooh. It's poo-poo with a dash of caca.
They enter the sewer.
Scent is getting stronger.
Racing down a sidewalk, Duke knocks groceries from a man's hands.
Oh, man.
Wagging their tails, Max and Duke look at a factory labeled Wiener Kingdom.
Duke, let's eat!
Oh, yes!
They race past a sleeping security guard. The dogs hop into containers on a conveyor belt leading inside. They emerge from a tunnel.
Oh, it smells so good!
Oh, yes!
In the large factory, cuts of meat get dropped one by one into industrial grinders. Sausages get pumped into the conveyor belt containers.
Sausages!
Max dives into a container and eats. Duke catches sausages in his mouth as they fall. The dogs wear satisfied expressions. The factory around them vanishes in a sparkly fog. They stare in awe at a smiling sausage in a conductor's hat.
Come on, boys!
They ride through a magical land populated by dancing sausages.
Holy schnitzel!
Sausages make up everything around them. Sausages parachute from a sausage blimp. Max joins dancing sausages on a stage. He and Duke eat them. Sausages dive into Duke's open mouth. Max and Duke jump into a pool of sausages. The sausage dance number continues around them. Now, Pops leads the others into the chamber where the flushed pets reside.
Getting a weird vibe, man.
They approach the sewer-dwelling animals.
All right, now these guys are a bit testy, so just let me do the talking.
Hey, you crybaby! Where's the viper rat?
An alligator points at the crushed snake.
Don't you worry, Viper! You will not be forgotten! You will be avenged, Viper! And if you don't believe me, you can look at my battle plans. It's all laid out right here.
Scribbles cover some cardboard.
Boss, I can't tell who anyone is.
Well, you gotta really look at it to understand it. Like, that's you guys right here. And see, that's Brooklyn. That's when we're gonna get them dogs. Bam! Bam!
That ball of fluff's got a screw loose. Let's skedaddle.
Pops and the pets start to go.
Bottom line is, I'm coming right for you, tiny dog. And that big fat brown dog, he gonna get it too.
Tiny dog?
There are lots of tiny dogs in the city. I mean, you're a tiny dog, okay? So let's just go.
He also said big fat brown dog, like Max's new roommate.
Not necessarily.
Ooh, Max, 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 Max! You are gonna get it!
That's kind of hard to dispute.
Hey, you stay away from me!
Wait, what? You know tiny dog?
No. He's my friend, and some might say my boyfriend.
Nobody says that.
I can't believe you know Tiny Dog. I mean, that's cool. It's such a small world. That's the funny thing about it. Get him! Scooter!
The White Rabbit and his followers chase the pets. Tiberius rescues Gidget. Pops rolls upright on his wheels. Ripper rams into Mel. Norman scurries into a pipe.
See you guys later.
The pets ride on Pops and flee into a pipe. An alligator snaps its jaws behind them. The White Rabbit hurries over.
Derek, you idiot! Did they all get away?
Phew! That was a close one! Oh, nuts.
Yes! We got one!
Oh, good for you guys!
Yeah!
Oh, yes, tiny dog! We got your friend! Advantage me!
The rabbit poops.
Uh-oh. Just ignore what just happened, okay?
Yes!
At the sausage factory, Duke and Max lie on the conveyor belt.
You know what? I mean, this may be the sausage talking, but you're okay.
Right back at you, man. You know, when I met you, I was all like, I don't know if I like him. But now that I know you, I'm like, I like him.
They enter a warehouse.
You know, I saw this place from the outside many times. Had I known what treasures awaited within these walls, I would have broke down that door a long time ago, I'll tell you.
What are you talking about?
My old owner and I used to live around here.
Duke? Man, wait, did you used to have an owner?
Well, it was a long time ago. I don't want to talk about it.
Yes, you do. Come on.
I don't know. But you know what? He was so cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. He was the best.
As a puppy, Duke looks out of a glass pen in a pet store. He plays with other puppies. An old man with a gray beard picks him up.
Man, we had fun.
At a park, Duke trips.
We'd play fetch!
The owner throws a stick. Duke looks at it, then runs toward his owner.
We'd go for walks!
Duke burrows into thick snow.
We'd take naps. We're both big nappers.
Time passes as they sleep together in a chair. Duke grows larger. Fully grown, Duke sits on the porch with his owner. They watch the sunset behind the Brooklyn Bridge. Now in the factory.
I got out one night chasing a butterfly or a car. By the time I had caught up with it and ate it...
Probably a butterfly then.
I realized I was so far away from my home, I couldn't find it. A few days later, I was picked up by animal control. Oh, I had a great thing going, but I had to go and mess it up.
Duke, we gotta go to your house.
Nah.
You know, your owner's gonna be relieved.
Will he? Yeah, but he never came for me. Maybe he didn't like me.
Hey, of course he liked you. He was your owner. I mean, he's probably worried sick.
I don't know.
Well, I do know, and we're going. Your owner's gonna freak. I'm freaking out just thinking about it.
Okay. Let's do it.
There they are.
All right, doggy, come on.
The animal control officers arrive.
Hey, where do you think you're going? I'll tear you down.
Duke knocks a stack of boxes onto the officers. Pops and the pets emerge from a sewer grate in a small community garden.
That rabbit, he had crazy eyes. There ain't no curing what's wrong with that thing.
Did you? Here's an idea. Maybe there's a dog in the neighborhood that looks like Max. Start hanging out with him. After a while, you'll think it's him, you'll be done.
We are not just giving up. We're dedicated, we're loyal, we're easily the greatest pet ever. We're dogs!
Cat.
Hawk.
Well, congratulations! Today you're dogs, whether you like it or not.
Sweet.
Now let's find Max before that rabbit does. Right! We're dogs!
Gidget leads them out of the garden. Pops trips over his long ears.
Sassafras and murder.
Outside the sausage factory, Tattoo sniffs the ground. The white rabbit rides on Ripper.
Yup! They were here!
Excellent. We're closing in. This is groundbreaking evil behavior, people. Groundbreaking.
The rabbit hides from humans. He scans the city street, spotting a baby carriage outside a thrift store.
Oh. Light bulb just went off in my brain. The bunny has an idea.
In a nice neighborhood, Duke and Max stroll down a sidewalk.
Okay, so, how do I look?
You look great.
How do I smell?
Like a dog, Duke. Relax, man.
There it is.
They stop outside a yellow house.
Well, go on up. Go scratch at that door.
With a hesitant expression, Duke starts up the driveway.
Remember that sausage factory? That was fun, huh?
Are you stalling?
No. Why do you think that? Let's have a long talk about why you think I'm stalling.
Duke, you have nothing to be nervous about. Your owner is going to be thrilled to see you.
Duke glances off.
Okay.
He slowly walks toward the house.
Huh. That car is new.
The huge dog lumbers by the porch. A blue-eyed cat looks out from a decorative pot.
Can I help you?
The cat slinks onto the porch.
No, we're good. Thanks.
You're not good. You look dirty. And I'm going to have to ask you to get off my lawn before I get, you know, what you have.
This is my lawn?
Duke, maybe we should go.
And why would Fred get a cat? He hates cats. It's one of the things I love about him.
Fred? The old guy? He died.
Duke, maybe I made a mistake saying we should come here. Let's go.
You're a liar. Max, cats lie all the time. Don't fall for it.
Duke spots a blue SUV pulling into the driveway.
Who are they?
A family gets out.
Hey, this is my home. Go away.
They get back in the SUV. A man dials a call.
Duke, it's time to go. Duke, let's go. Come on. This isn't your home anymore.
Why did you bring me here, Max?
Wait a minute. This is my fault? You know, I was trying to help you.
You were trying to get rid of me.
You know what, Duke? I don't need this. I'll see you later.
Max gets caught.
Whoa, come on, settle down.
Duke rams the animal control officer.
Go home, Max!
The officer grabs Duke. Max flees.
Hey, help me out here! Hold on, I'm coming!
They wrangle Duke.
Let's go! Finally got you, big fella.
Come on!
This is it for you!
Cowering, Max watches the animal control van depart.
Duke!
He chases it through the neighborhood. The van passes an intersection. Crossing traffic, Max leaps off a car's windshield, then off a driver's chest inside another vehicle. The van turns a corner. Wearing a determined expression, the terrier races after it. Now, a hunched woman pushes a baby carriage.
Oh, coochie coochie coo!
A woman finds the rabbit inside. She notices the pig dressed as a woman, then runs off. The van passes with Max chasing it. The rabbit glares.
Tiny dog!
They chase Max.
Are you kidding me?
You thought this was over, tiny dog?
Max jumps onto the van's rear bumper. It stops and the flushed pets crash into it. The driver spots the tattooed pig. The rabbit attacks Max.
Body blow! Karate jack to your neck!
Would you get off me?
The officers collect the pig and lizard. They drive away in the van.
No.
Max and the rabbit stare after it.
OTD. This kills me to say, but we gotta join forces, man.
The rabbit grins.
Now sleep time!
On the Brooklyn Bridge, a commuter bus ramps into traffic. The rabbit drives, smashing into cars.
We make a great team, Tiny Dog! Well, mainly I'm doing all the hard work, but you're helping!
Yes, fine, just keep your eyes on the road, you're driving like an animal!
The bus sideswipes a taxi. Max operates the pedals.
What was that?
Oh, that was a pothole!
You're hitting things on purpose!
Hey, you know me too well, TD! Always keeping me in check!
No!
The rabbit jerks the wheel. The bus spins. Speeds in reverse, then whips back around to face forward.
Do you see the van?
Yeah, I see it! We're about to hit it!
The rabbit buckles his seatbelt. The pets inside the van sway in their cages. Out of control, the bus skids sideways. The bus tips on its side. The van crashes through a guardrail and drives off the bridge. It gets caught in towering metal scaffolding. The overturned bus blocks traffic. Max carries the rabbit out through a roof hatch.
Relax, Snowball, I gotcha.
There he is! He's got Snowball!
An alligator arrives, followed by dozens of the flushed pets. Tarantulas swarm over people's cars. A woman screams and children cheer. Max runs off with Snowball in his mouth, but animals surround him.
Look, fellas, this is not what this looks like.
Shush, you!
The alligator approaches.
You were gonna eat the boss!
No. Snowball and I are the same side now. Can you tell them, Snowball? Tell them.
That raccoon is lying. He's not the president.
Snowball drops. The flushed pets slowly approach Max. Max's friends arrive. Gidget rides on Tiberius. She attacks the alligator.
Gidget?
The tiny white dog fights off several flushed pets, knocking them out. Gidget ducks under an attacking dog, grabs it by the tail, and uses it as a weapon. Leaping into the air, she slams a traffic cone onto the alligator's head. Gidget fights off all the flushed pets on her own. She wraps a snake around the necks of two dogs, then launches off the snake's body like a slingshot. Max watches in awe. In slow motion, the tiny dog lands in front of Max and grins.
Go, Max!
Right. Okay, gotta go. Thank you!
Gidget kicks an animal.
Stay down!
The van drops further into the metal scaffolding. Ripper, the pig, and the lizard fall from their cage. Duke headbutts his. The flushed pets flee onto the scaffolding platforms. The van falls further through the support bars.
Duke, hang on!
Max teeters on a platform. He leaps to the van and clings to the doorway. The van drops further. Max pulls himself onto the cracked windshield.
Duke!
Max?
Max! Oh, okay, get the keys! Right! Hurry!
Max spots the keys in the ignition. The windshield cracks beneath his paws, then shatters. Max clutches the rearview mirror, dangling high over the river below. He climbs onto the divider between windshield panes and tiptoes across it on his hind legs. He bumps a lever on the dashboard, turning on the wipers. They bang into a pole holding up the van. Max grabs at the keys with his mouth.
I got him!
The wipers knock the pole away and the van plummets. They land in the river. The van bobs to the surface. Water carries Max to the rear, and the keys fly out of his mouth. He watches them float away. A plastic keychain carries the keys to the surface. Max bites the bars on Duke's cage. Duke headbutts them. The van sinks below the surface. On the bridge, Snowball kisses Gidget, then dives off.
Remember me!
In the van, Duke comes up for air. The water level rises, nearly filling his cage. Water breaks through the rear window. Fully submerged, Max and Duke share a sad look through the bars. Kicking his tiny feet, Snowball swims after the sinking van. Max spots him through the rear window. The rabbit drops the keys to Max, who quickly unlocks Duke's cage. They swim to the surface. Snowball climbs onto a floating wooden plank.
I feel heroic! And handsome! I'm a little wet, but I still look good! I look good!
Max and Duke climb on shore.
Are you okay?
I'm good. Thanks for coming to save me, Max.
The terrier grins. The pets on the bridge cheer.
Oh, Max!
Floobity-doobity-doo!
The pig drives up in a taxi.
You need a lift?
Yes, we need a lift! Let's go, Tattoo!
The pig puts on sunglasses, then starts the meter. The lizard presses the gas pedal.
Taxi!
A man recoils as the taxi full of pets zooms by. The alligator falls off the car, then scurries after it. The taxi crashes into a no parking sign. The pets climb out.
Hey, Gidget, wait up.
Hi, Max.
Yeah, hi,
Play it cool.
Yeah, I just wanted to, Look, have you ever lived across from someone your whole life, but you don't really appreciate them until, I don't know, until they're beating up dozens of animals on the Brooklyn Bridge? I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you ever want to...
She licks him.
Oh, great, you're in love. How gross for everyone. Now move it.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Does anyone know where we are?
Bye, Max.
Bye, Gidget.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you guys.
Man, I feel sorry for them. Gotta run home to their owners. Not us. Now, it's back to our primary mission. The downfall of the human race. And its own, humans. It is own.
Yeah!
A girl spots them.
Mommy, can I have a bunny? And a pig and a crocodile and a lizard?
The flushed pets jump through a manhole, leaving Snowball behind.
Uh-oh.
Yay, bunny!
Jab, jab, jab! Body blow, body blow! Breakaway move! What's going on? What's she doing?
Bunny, I'm gonna love you forever and ever and ever.
Snowball smiles.
Aw, bunny.
The girl carries the rabbit away. A rising view shows Max, Duke, Buddy, and Chloe climbing up the fire escape. Sweet Pea flies nearby.
When I wake up in the morning, love.
Buddy trots through an open window into his apartment, then goes to a door. The dachshund hides as a woman and a boy enter. He pops out. In the hallway, a bald man opens an apartment door to find Mel running in frantic circles. Mel retrieves a pair of slippers. Our view rises to the apartment above, where Chloe sleeps. Her owner arrives home, picks up the plump cat, and rubs her head. Chloe playfully bites her hand, then licks it. The cat grins. The roving view enters an air duct as Norman finds his owner's room. The guinea pig pulls a stuffed animal from a sleeping boy's arms and settles himself in its place. The boy awakens and hugs him. In his apartment, Sweet Pea flutters around a tattooed man as he arrives home. The man drops a pile of seeds on his bald head and Sweet Pea pecks at them. At home, Gidget bounces by the door as her owners arrive. At the dinner table, they serve Gidget a crystal dish of dog food. Gidget licks both of her owners. On the roof, Tiberius perches on the arm of an elderly man and nuzzles him. Pops wags his tail as a bearded man arrives home. The man pets Pops, who smiles. Elsewhere, a turtle perks up in his tank. Peppy's door opens and he pees on the floor. Elsewhere, a goldfish kisses a young boy through the side of its bowl. In another apartment, over a dozen cats surround a smiling woman. Our view drops through the floor into Max and Duke's apartment. They sit in front of the door together.
Duke, this is the best part of the day.
Oh, is that her?
Nah, that's... Wait. Yeah, that's her. That's her.
Katie!
There they are. Max and Duke. Duke and Max. Aw,
my boys.
So how'd it go? Great, right?
She spots the mess.
So, maybe a few bumps. But I knew this was gonna work out. So, who's hungry?
On the fire escape, Max and Duke sit on either side of Katie. They nuzzle against her lap, and she pets their heads.
Welcome home, Duke.
Thanks, Max.
They gaze upon the vast city. A wide view drifts away from the fire escape. In the windows of surrounding buildings, people interact with their pets. Fade to black. Directed by Chris Renaud. Produced by Chris Melodondri, PGA, Janet Healy, PGA. Written by Cinco Paul and Ken Dario and Brian Lynch. Co-directed by Yarrow Cheney. Louis C.K. Eric Stone Street. Kevin Hart. Jenny Slate. Ellie Kemper. Lake Bell. Dana Carvey. Hannibal Buress. Bobby Moynihan. Steve Coogan. And Albert Brooks. Climbing stairs, Buddy wears a teddy bear costume.
Come on, man, hurry it up!
Okay, I'm coming! Sheesh.
Wearing a minion costume, Mel scratches at a door.
Welcome, my dogs! Oh, you guys are weird! Hurry up, come on in!
They follow Snowball into a party full of the flushed pets. Buddy looks around.
You said it was a costume party!
Why do you listen to me?
Dancing, Leonard bashes into Ripper and Tattoo. Snowball, the alligator, and the other pets dance as well. Leonard stops the music.
I'm home, Leonard.
The pets scatter. Peppy bounces on a couch, and Leonard motions for him to go. The poodle turns on the stereo.
Were you a good boy, Leonard?
Tattoo falls with a ceiling light fixture. Edited by Ken Schrutzman, ACE. Music by Alexandra Desplat. Production design and character design by Eric Gagnon. Art director, Colin Stimson. Computer graphics supervisor, Bruno Chauffard. Computer graphics co-supervisor, David Pelle. Associate producers, Robert Taylor, Brett Hoffman. Production supervisor, Delphine Laroche. Animation directors, Jonathan Delval, Julien Soret. Supervising animators, Nicolas Baudouin, François-Xavier Bologna, Cécile Brosette, Brecht Debain, John Jimenez, Ludovic Ross, Emmanuel Verne. Animation technical supervisors, Laurent de la Chapelle, Steve Owls. Supervising crowd animator, Florent de la Taille. Technical crowd choreographer, Laurent Pancaccini. Character supervisors, modeling, Jerome Gordon. Surfacing, Jeremy Jouler. Rigging, Matthieu Lemure. Character effects, Milan Vukasovic, Matthieu Pibelot. Hair and Fur Systems, Olivier Lufin. Hair and Fur, Loic Salmon. Set supervisors, modeling, Axel de Kuman. Rigging, Guillaume Boudril. Surfacing, Virginie Taravel. Pierre Lopes. Set dressing, Florence Puzzola. Story supervisor, Dave Rosenbaum. Layout supervisor, Regis Schuler. Technical layout supervisor, Valerie Gabriel. Effects supervisors, Simon Pate, Milo Ricaran. Lighting supervisor, Thierry Noblet. Compositing supervisor, Celine Allegre. Stereo supervisor, John R.A. Benson. Stereo compositing supervisor, Benoît Philippon. Pipeline supervisors, Pierrick Brault Van Damme, Julien Deporter. Head of technology, Bruno Mahi. Illumination, Mac Guff, senior executive, Jacques Bled. Credits roll. Character animation and computer graphics by Illumination, Mac Guff. Illumination, Mac Guff, head of production, Christelle Falcon. Production manager, Lale Chloe Sarai. Additional production supervisor, Boris Jacques. Assistant computer graphics supervisor, Quentin Ricci. Cast, Louis C.K. as Max, Eric Stone Street as Duke, Kevin Hart as Snowball, Jenny Slate as Gidget, Ellie Kemper as Katie, Albert Brooks as Tiberius, Lake Bell as Chloe, Dana Carvey as Pops, Hannibal Buress as Buddy, Bobby Moynihan as Mel, Chris Renaud as Norman, Steve Coogan as Ozone, Michael Beatty as Tattoo, Sandra Echevarria as Maria, Jamie Camille as Fernando, Steve Coogan as Reginald, Keely Renaud as Molly. Additional voices, Bob Bergen, Jason Marsden, Jim Cummings, Mona Marshall, Brian T. Delaney, Lorraine Newman, Bill Farmer, Jan Rabson, Jess Harnell, Ken Schretzman, John Kassir, Tara Strong James, Danny Mann, James Kevin Ward, Tyler Waring. Welcome to New York, performed by Taylor Swift. The Four Seasons, Violin Concerto in E Major, Opus 8, No. 1, RV 269, La Primavera, Spring, performed by Lumiere String Quartet. Bounce, performed by System of a Down. Staying Alive, performed by N Trance. Happy, performed by Pharrell Williams. Taps, Traditional. You're My Best Friend, performed by Queen. Good Day, performed by Nappy Roots. Life After the End of the World, performed by Ringworm. We Go Together. No Sleep Till Brooklyn, performed by Beastie Boys. Lovely Day, performed by Bill Withers. Party Hard, performed by Andrew W.K. In Memory of Risha Meledandri and Her Beloved Dogs, Bruno and Mishka. This motion picture used sustainability strategies to reduce its carbon emissions and environmental impact. Green is universal. Copyright 2016 Universal Studios, all rights reserved. Animated Universal Studios logo copyright 2013. Universal Studios is the author of this motion picture for purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Universal Pictures. Read by Christopher Flowers. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org.